you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Leo Lowenstein and Christy Lemire. Up first, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. Nia Vardalos returns as the star, as well as screenwriter and director of the movie. This time it's a family reunion in Greece, not really a wedding. Leo, what'd you think?
I thought this was the weakest of the three films. The first was such a huge, phenomenal success, a sleeper hit, and one of the greatest romantic comedies ever in terms of success. This just sort of runs out of steam. It's a little bit hack and cliched, a little bit trite.
Christy, what do you think?
Some truly baffling choices here. I was very uncomfortable with a lot of the editing and just the framing, and it just felt very, very off and so hacky and so broad. But thank God for Andrea Martin, because she shows up and is a total weirdo and she brings it.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 is rated PG-13 in wide release. Scrapper, a film from England about young Georgie, a 12-year-old girl who's living on her own, and then her estranged father, played by Harris Dickinson, shows up. Charlotte Regan is the first-time feature director and screenwriter. Christy.
Love this movie so much. Best movie of the week. It's going to be on my top 10 list at the end of the year. Such emotional truth. Just so understated. It could have been mawkish, but the way these two find their way back to each other, funny and heartfelt and unexpected, and they have incredible chemistry. And Lola Campbell, who stars in it, is going to be a star. This is her first film, and she has so much poise and such great instincts. Love Harris Dickinson, too.
Scrappers, the film. Leo?
Yes, Dickinson, so great in Triangle of Sadness, plays a very different part here. And I just can't say enough about the great directorial choices of Charlotte Regan, the great acting of this newcomer Lola Campbell, and how the film doesn't pander, is never pat. It's a little bit like Paper Moon in the dynamic of the father and daughter, but it's totally original. It's breathtaking. It's so, so good.
Won the top prize in World Cinema at Sundance. It's at Landmark's New Art Theater in West LA. Scrapper is unrated. A Million Miles Away tells the story of the first Latino astronaut from the United States, Jose Hernandez. Leo.
This is an inspirational, true story, and it's an incredible story, that of a migrant farm worker who becomes an astronaut, well acted by Michael Pena, really strong cast overall, but in the end there are some sort of pat cliches and some elements that I felt could have been done a little bit differently. It could have been a little more original.
Christy, quick thought on A Million Miles Away.
It's a nice movie. The representation reflected here is very important. I love Rosa Salazar as his wife is the MVP, but it all felt strangely safe for a film about a man who dared to risk it all.
A Million Miles Away is rated PG, and it's at Lemley's NoHo Theater in North Hollywood on Amazon Prime Video starting next Friday. From all of us at the Film Week Marquee, have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.